You're listening to the Jeff Allen Show on 570 News.
All right, welcome back to the Red Friday segment. We will talk more about the Veterans Warrior Day Parade coming up next weekend, and it now appears I'll be involved too. And I've got to go up to my legion now and bang heads and say, you guys are coming as well, aren't you? My next guest is a local teacher and songwriter, and I'm very happy to have him on today. His name is Rob Kennedy, and Rob joins us now. Hi, Rob.
Good morning, Jeff.
How are you?
Very good. Very good.
I hear you went down to my crony's place there, and they said maybe you should send a CD to me.
Yes. Kathy LaFlamme, a real ambassador for the KW Poppy Fund. She's there, and I'll tell you, you know, when I often buy something or I go to a place and I'm new to the place, I often rely on that person, you know, and she just is I can't tell you enough about her. She just she gave me a lot of support and a lot of energy, and she put it in front of their committee, and it was a go.
Yeah, and I'm very proud to be associated with Kathy, and Kathy LaFlamme. LaFlamme is in charge of the Poppy House and a member of our Legion at Branch 530. Tell me about this song. It's called Little Red Poppy. What inspired you?
Well, it all started back in a little bit of a conversation over dinner time. Margaret, my mother-in-law, and Renee, my wife, they said, well, what are you doing for Remembrance Day? And then we started talking about it, and I realized more and more, and they started coming up, well, what about a voice for children? And that's where it came about. It was, I wanted a collective voice, something that children could sing as a classroom, as a choir, you know, anything like that. I just felt that they need more of a collective voice. And sure enough, a couple of years later, we had it in the studio. And today it has a PowerPoint presentation and some reproducible activities for teachers. And it's one-stop shopping for teachers right now.
So you just have to, am I correct in saying going to www.littleredpoppy.com?
That's right.
And that tells you everything you need to know?
Everything you need to know is there.
I see you'll be donating $5, I guess, from what, the sale of each CD to the KW Poppy Fund?
Yeah, what I wanted to do, I had the song, and I wanted to get it into the classrooms, get into, you know, on the landscape of Remembrance Day, Scholastic is going to do that. And then I thought, well, you know, I've always wanted to donate something, and KW Poppy Fund seemed to be a good match. They have the educational component with the bursaries and different things that they do, posters and so forth, and they put educational packages right into the school. So they had that, which I wanted. And then they also have the everyday services, medical equipment, and so forth. And I thought, you know, this is a good match.
And you know something, Rob, a lot of people don't know this, and I'm sure you're aware of it now. Four people taught me this. Nick Vandermeulen, Kathy LaFlamme, and also Dave Davidson, and of course Stan Guthrie have driven it into my head that all the money that comes from the Poppy Fund is it goes in locally here. It doesn't go off to somewhere else. All that money stays here in our region.
Oh, yeah. She was telling me that I dropped by there just this week, and I talked with Kathy about some of the major disbursements they have to different hospitals and some of the emergency medical equipment they supply. It was $150,000 just last year. And she also told me about another exciting program that they have that with the lapel poppy stickers is coming up this year. It's an alternative to our traditional poppy. So she asked if I'd mention that too as well.
There you go. You got that in, didn't you?
I got that in.
Now, I'm going to get her on the show too when we get closer to that, because we aren't allowed legally, folks, to talk about or put the poppies out until I think the October 30th or 31st or something is the kickoff, which will be, by the way, our next Red Friday rally at the Waterloo Cenotaph coming up on Friday the 30th of October. And maybe you could come, Rob, and do your song for us that night.
Oh, okay. trying to hook me in there, too. I'd love to get Giselle out. Giselle Sanderson is the gal who sings this, and she's local as well, and she's just a beautiful singer.
Okay.
But it may be an invitation for her to get out there, too. She just put out a CD in this last year, so it may be an opportunity for her.
Perfect. Now, Rob Kennedy, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play the CD. I'm going to let you go, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to play the CD for folks because I'm running short of time. I want them to hear the 3 minutes and change of the song. And then I've got to close with our normal beautiful rendition of O Canada for Red Friday. And I thank you, Robin. As we get closer to Poppy Day or Poppy Season, we'll talk about this some more.
I love that. And thank you again for the interview today, Jeff. And SEB students, we'll see you Tuesday.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
Oh, yeah. Let the school kids know we're going back to school. What a teacher you are. Thanks, Rob. Okay, here it is. This song is called The Little Red Poppy. This is 570 News. That song's called The Little Red Poppy, and we'll tell you more about that and where you can get it coming up in the near future. But right now, go to the website, www.littleredpoppy.com, for all the information you need. We close out every Red Friday segment for all our veterans, past and present.